This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hurricane Isaias continues to lash across the Caribbean and churns toward the U.S. East Coast. Storm has already caused deaths, including the first in the Dominican Republic. Flooding was captured on video in the Turks and Caicos Islands, and it has knocked out power to thousands of homes and businesses in Puerto Rico. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis say the state is ready for the threat. Governor DeSantis called on Floridians to prepare and not wait until the last minute. Hurricane watches and storm warnings are in effect in many areas of Florida's East Coast. According to a Reuters tally, U.S. COVID-19 deaths have risen by 20% in July. That's versus 21% in June, but on Friday, it still saw its biggest one-day increase since May 27th. It takes the overall death toll to more than 153,000. Globally, the figure is more than 677,000. The U.S. is by far the highest number of deaths and infections, followed by Brazil. Now, the figures for both countries continue to surge well above other countries like Spain, China, and Italy, which initially had the most difficulties containing the virus. The U.S.'s top-ranking infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is now saying that he remains confident that a coronavirus vaccine will be ready by early next year, telling lawmakers that 250,000 Americans already have volunteered to take part in clinical trials. Officials testifying with Fauci at a contentious House hearing acknowledged that the U.S. remains unable to deliver all COVID-19 test results within 2 or 3 days. And they jointly pleaded with Americans to comply with basic precautions like wearing a mask, avoiding crowds.